A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary of Magdala and the other women played a consistent role in the final stages of Jesus' earthly life. The gospel narratives of Jesus' last days mention the women that were with him until the end. They could not relieve Jesus' pain or prevent his death, but they could be present to him, loving faces amid the mockery and surrounding brutality. They risked their lives by being present with the dying Jesus because they might have also been considered revolutionaries, just as Jesus was considered. Mary of Magdala went to the tomb early on what would be that first Easter morning. She had traveled with Jesus. She had witnessed his marvelous deeds. She heard him teach, and she loved him. Maybe she went to the tomb to shut the proverbial door on that part of her life. The way that we might go to an empty room after the death of a loved one. The loved one isn't there, but some part of them is. So we go, we sit, we remember, we grieve, and we prepare to shut the door on what was once, and to carry on as best as we can. Was that what brought Mary to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark? A final farewell? But Jesus' body was gone. Mary then rushed to tell the other disciples, not that he had risen, but that they had taken his body. Rising from the dead would not have entered her mind at that point in time. After she told them what she discovered, Simon Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved ran to the tomb. They expected little to happen. After all, he was dead. They were sure of that. Some people claim that Jesus wasn't really dead, that the disciples had taken his body away. But the Romans were masters of torture and death. So there was no doubt in the disciples' minds that Jesus had died on Friday. The two who ran to the tomb found it just as Mary had described. The tomb was empty and the body was gone. Peter entered the tomb first, saw the burial cloths and the head cloth neatly folded in a separate place. But Peter didn't know what to make of all of this. When the other disciple entered, he saw and he believed. Because he realized that if Jesus' body had been taken, the thieves would not have taken the time to remove the burial cloths. The burial cloths were still in the tomb because the risen Jesus had no need of them. It's Easter, when life overcomes death, when faith sustains our doubts. Today isn't about what the first disciples accomplished. It isn't about how deserving they were of God's love. Actually, quite the contrary. This past week showed that as confused as they were, as broken as they were, as much like us, each of us they were, still, they were the ones who God chose to proclaim Jesus' resurrection. And 2,000 years later, we have been chosen to do the same. Faith in the resurrection isn't simply a claim about our future status after we die. It's first of all a demonstration about who God is and how he works. It's about our God who makes life where there's been death. And more, resurrection is a summons, a task to be undertaken that sends us out into the world to announce by our words and by our actions God's love and forgiveness for everyone, including outcasts, the neglected, the forgotten, and the displaced. If we accept our summons, others will come to know what we profess today, that the tomb is empty because Jesus is risen from the dead. Today we celebrate the great love, the unconditional love that Jesus has for you and for me. A love that's stronger than death. A love that enabled him not just to accept the cross, but to embrace it. Jesus willingly gave up his life to free us from sin and death, to give us eternal life. Jesus is alive and always will be. And since he's alive, we're able to know him, to speak to him, and to listen to him. He's intimately present to us at all times. And if we follow his teachings and his example to the best of our ability, then one day we will share the eternal life that he won for you and for me.